Prophecy update. That's what we're doing. I'm lost without Gino. Every Sunday, we present a prophecy update. We've been doing this for about 3 years. A lot of you have told me when we first started doing this, you were freaked out. The end of the world and all that. Some of you are still freaked out. I can't help you. But most of you have settled into it. It's interesting how the Lord led this, though, because back 3 years ago, not too many people were talking about any of this stuff. And now, all of a sudden, you're bombarded every day with 2012, the end of the world, the Mayan calendar, all this. And really, you've been prepared for that, haven't you? The Holy Spirit knew what was coming, and He kind of prepared our hearts so that we're articulate when these things happen. You say, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, we know all about what's going to happen. It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of the way things God wanted them to be. It's the restoration of the world. And so, you know, it's a big springboard for witnessing. And so what a blessing the Lord is to prepare our hearts if we're listening. And so we want to show you every week these news and trends in the world that corroborate the centuries-old prophecies you do read in the Bible. One of the most universally known prophecies, one that we talk about a lot because it's in the news a lot in a sense, is the mark of the beast. That's that mark on your hand or forehead by which you will conduct all business of any kind. You won't be able to do anything without that mark. In the last decade or so, we've watched with grim fascination as technology has developed several methods for this prophecy to become reality. Implantable microchips are just one such technology that has seen amazing advance. It would be easy for a government to require its citizens to receive an injectable microchip as a means of identification and to conduct commerce. The way we transact business is definitely moving towards a cashless society. On December 16th, TelegraphUK.com posted an article titled, "Checks to be Abolished." Here's some excerpts. The Payments Council Board has agreed to set a target date of October 31st, 2018 to close the central check clearing system. The Payments Council said that over the next 9 years it will seek to promote and explain existing alternatives. It said that the payments industry has to rise to the challenge of finding easy-to-use, efficient alternatives for these payments and to ensure that they are easily accessible and well understood by check users. The goal is to ensure that by 2018 there was no scenario where customers, individuals, or businesses still need to use a check. In the UK, they're just going to mandate it. At one day, you're not going to be able to use checks anymore. Everything will go checkless and cashless. Now, what might replace checks? Well, on January 11th, that same publication posted an article titled, "Is a Cashless Society on the Cards?" Visa has been pioneering contactless payments that allow swift purchases by waving the card over a reader and dispensing with a PIN, making buying with a card even more effortless than cash. Steve Perry, Executive Vice President of Visa Europe, believes 2010 will be the year contactless really takes off, with the total number of cards in use rising from 5 million to 15 million. Barclaycard has already 1 million customers on its One Pulse card. Visa's new vision is to insert chips into mobile phones and to do away with cards altogether. Anthony Jenkins, chief executive of Barclays Global Retail Bank, already has a One Pulse-enabled phone, and more prototypes are being trialed at Visa's innovation suites. The difficulty is persuading mobile phone manufacturers to build a handset that can store a chip. Jenkins believes contactless mobile phones are the future and will open the door to fully mobile banking. In Africa, 6 million people are already paying for goods on their mobile phone, proving that electronic payment systems can be more reliable and secure than cash. Then on January 4th, the Australian.com posted this story, "Cash transactions are on their way out." Signs are emerging that Australia is moving towards a cashless society, with the number of consumers making ATM cash and withdrawals dropping to the lowest point in more than 6 years. According to analyst Mike Epstein, for the first time, figures showed a reduction in cash usage, indicating that we are finally beginning to move towards a cashless society. The next step will be the use of contactless credit and debit cards. We will start to see those happen this year, Epstein said. So a cashless society in which all business is conducted electronically, that's exactly what you'd expect from reading the Bible. And it's exactly what you see happening all around the world. You know, this stuff now, it's so prevalent, we almost forget that it was prophesied centuries ago. It's just like, oh, well, that's just the way the world is. Yeah, but John didn't know that in the first century. Oh, yes, wait a minute. He did know that because the Holy Spirit told him. These are the last days. The one prophetic event that needs no sign before it can occur is the return of Jesus to resurrect and rapture his church. And that's why every week we tell you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.